Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in 1 hour, we will play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll take a mid-season look at the NFC that feels like it's kind of wrapped up. We'll talk about that in a bit. We led today's show talking about the rivalry that exists between these two teams. I think this is the best rivalry that we currently have in American sports. This is what a rivalry should feel like. No, it doesn't have the same historical feeling of a Packers-Bears or a Chiefs-Raiders. It's not a divisional rivalry. It doesn't have that level of importance in your division. But every year, you know that this is a measuring stick between these two teams. They play each other every single season. They have played each other every year since COVID. And these are one score, one possession games. They're in playoff games. They have great implications on who's going to be the one seed, who's going to host the AFC championship game, who's potentially going on the road, who can win MVP, who doesn't win MVP. It does not get bigger stakes in the regular season, we've seen, than when these two teams go up against each other. So I'm excited for this. You know, every single time that these two teams get together, you know you're in for a treat. You know that it is going to be a very highly competitive, very physical, very important football game, and the ratings will be very reflective of that whenever we get those for this matchup. Rob, now I don't know if you've ever experienced this before. Text line, I'm sure a couple of you have experienced this, 913-586-7965. There are various different honeymoon feelings that you experience in a relationship. You know, when you first start to date a young lady or a young man or whomever your partner is, you know, the early part is really good. It's getting to learn the other person. You're going on dinner dates. You're asking little fun questions. You can't wait to text and talk to them. You wake up and good morning. You know, that early chase, that feeling of the chase is a very exciting feeling. Well, there's another thing that also gives you that same feeling. It's when you get that second opportunity. You guys fell out for whatever reason. You guys disconnected. You've dated other people. They've dated other people. But in the back of your mind, you always are like, man, I really miss Sally. You then check on Instagram. You check on Facebook. You see that Sally's available. You start sending little messages. You know, you just miss being around Sally. And then when you guys decide to give it another try, oh, you get that second honeymoon feeling, but it's a little bit different and better feeling because you don't got to ask all the annoying, what's your favorite movie? You already got the inside jokes built in. You already got your little secret handshake. You've already met moms before. You are able to skip a lot of the nonsense that you got to do early in a relationship, and you can just get to the fun part. That's a very exciting feeling. That's what Mike Pinnell is doing right now. Have you guys seen the video? Both he and Chris Jones look like two of the happiest people in the world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how they look. They're like two of the happiest people in the world. They look like TJ Holmes and Amy from Good Morning America is how they look when they see each other. I mean, they gave each other a hug and they had their little secret handshake together and they were slap boxing out there. I mean, I'm happy for Chris Jones. I'm happy for Mike Pinnell. Man, you didn't sign up to play with Joe Flacco. You didn't sign up to play with Jake Browning. That's not what you signed up for when you were a free agent. That's not what they sold you on. When they told you to come play for us, they sold you on going to play with Joe Burrow. They sold you on a chance of helping us get back to the Super Bowl. They didn't sell you a 7-win team, but that's what you're currently playing on. So when you figure out that you got a way to get out of that team and you got a chance to go back home, oh, my goodness. He jumped at the opportunity. That man wasn't a free agent for 8 hours before he was on the plane coming back to Kansas City. Now he's in the locker room. They got his stuff up there. I mean, they never really put his stuff away. You didn't throw none of Sally's stuff away. You had to put it in a box from your current girlfriend, but you just couldn't bear to throw all of it away, all of those memories, all those fun times that you had. And now look at you. You're back together. Chris Jones, I'm happy for you.
Everything, and hopefully, you know, life do a full circle and we get my guy back. Mike Pinnell is a heck of a locker room guy. And, you know, so many things I can say about my brother. We got to get my brother back.
Got to get him back. And then you figure out you got a shot, and then they get him, and then you get to see him. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations, Chris Jones. I'm not happy for me. I'm not happy for you. I'm happy for Chris Jones because the smile on his face, it was worth whatever amount of money that they spent. It really was. I'm guessing it wasn't a whole lot of money. I'm sure we'll see some contract terms. I mean, he was making $1.1 million with Cincinnati. That was at the beginning of the season. Chop that in half. If it's an extra $500,000 to make Chris Jones happy and get the most out of him, I mean, hey, you got your guy to play bags with in the locker room. You got your guy to play ping pong back. Now it's a random Tuesday. We both got nothing to do. Let's go to 1587. Let's go get something to eat. Chris, I'm happy for you, man. You got your dog back. Salute to you, man.
Sometimes it's the little things, you know? And I think, I mean, it's not impossible to believe. I'm not predicting it, but I'm not saying it won't happen. That now that Chris Jones has his bestie back next to him, he might be a little more free, play with a little more energy, play with a little more juice. We might never again this season talk about his effort because there's just something about, like, you have your coworker, you have your guy back, like, people understand this analogy. Sometimes, you know, you grow up, you're 35, 40, 45, 50. You don't see, like, your homeboy as much anymore. You got kids, you're married.
For sure.
But then when you do see him and you get that chance to hang out again, it feels like the old times. And I wonder if Chris Jones, instead of lining up next to Jerry Tillery or Derek Nnadi, is going to get a bolt of life the same way you do when you're hanging out with an old friend, because Mike Pinnell is going to be to his right or left and not some stranger who just showed up who doesn't know anything. It's Mike's back. I wonder if Chris Jones will improve because his bestie is next to him.
I'm telling you, man. I had this same thing happen to me this weekend. One of my best friends, he lives in San Francisco. He moved there about 4 years ago, but we make plans a couple of times a year to meet back up and watch football together. I mean, I watch football with this individual basically every Sunday for 6 years. So then when he moved to San Francisco, I kind of went through a bout of depression. I was sad on Sunday. I mean, I'm watching Red Zone. It ain't hitting the way that it used to hit. And then when we got the chance to watch football again, oh my goodness, the laughs come back, the jokes. I got a chance to watch football with them this weekend. I didn't even care. None of the games were good. None of the games were good. The best game this past weekend was Jets and Bengals. It didn't matter. I had my dog back. We're sitting there laughing. We're drinking a Mick Ultra. We got our parlays going. We're talking about them. Great time. There's nothing like getting your friends back. And someone on the text line makes a very, very good point about Chris Jones. We know that Chris Jones has recently had some heartbreak in his family, recently had some things to be down about. Now you get your guy back in the locker room. He's cheering you up. He's putting you in a good mood. You excited to come to work every single day. Who knows what version of Chris Jones you'll get now that you got Mike Pinnell back. This is an exciting development for everybody. Now, when I think about it, everybody should be happy that Mike Pinnell is back. These two grown men were slap boxing and play fighting each other at work today. You know they're both in a good mood.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.